Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us here on the Christian Arcan Show from the Boston Herald is the great Doug Kide, who has been at camp and has some observations, and let's hear him right now. Doug Kide, how are we doing tonight?
Doing well, Christian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's nice to hear from you. Nice to talk with you, as always. Let's go ahead and start with the guy I was just talking about, Steph Diggs, who already seems to be, if you listen to these other wide receivers and guys on this offense, seems to already be making a very positive impression on his new team.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that really starts with how quickly he was able to rehab that ACL injury. I mean, you think back last year, Kendrick Bourne was in a similar situation, and he wasn't able to return until October. Meanwhile, it's July 24th year, and Stephon Diggs is 100% recovered, doing everything that the team's doing on offense, and looking like he has the potential to be a number one wide receiver on this team. So I think he's doing all the right things on the field, off the field. And, you know, he's been a guy who has had a little bit of controversy during his NFL career, but I think for the large part of the last 10 years, this is what you kind of expect from Stephon Diggs. So might wind up, the Patriots wound up with a bargain here in signing Diggs.
When they signed him, there was the three guys that were available because they sort of missed out on the trade market with Metcalf and, you know, Kupp and all those guys, Doug. And I think we argued about it at some point about who they should be out there trying to trade for. But when it was between Diggs, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper were the main three names there, I think Diggs was considered the more risky of the three just based on the injury and sort of the attitude. And, you know, Buffalo, he was causing all those problems, and Houston didn't seem to have any trouble letting them go to free agency after the injury. But the way it looks now, I mean, it's hard to – yeah, you're right. It's hard to question that. These other wide receivers in the room, I mean, we're hearing them say great things about him. Are you seeing sort of an improve – is he making everyone else better? I know it's early to maybe say something like that, but are you getting that sense?
Yeah, it might be a little too early to say that. But, I mean, DeMario Douglas is out there making plays. Kyle Williams was making plays yesterday. Kayshon Booty has been catching the ball. So, overall, it's been a positive last 2 days for the Patriots wide receivers, which is something that you might not have said in the spring or last year or the year before. And even going back to your other point, if you were talking about Stephon Diggs versus Chris Godwin at the start of free agency, I think that you would have more concerns about Stephon Diggs. And and that's not to say that Diggs will wind up being a better signing than Chris Godwin was, but the Patriots are willing to give Chris Godwin a ton of money. And meanwhile, Godwin's now starting training camp on the PUP list, not out there on the practice field. And I don't think anyone expected Stephon Diggs to be out there at this point. So I've said it before, but it's going to be really interesting to track those guys and see who's going to be more worthy of that 3-year, $60-ish million contract at the end of this year, at the end of next year, because both guys were coming off serious injuries, and Diggs was the first one back.
There are 13 wide receivers currently on this roster. Obviously, they're going to pare that down considerably. Who do you see fighting to stay on, and who do you think misses the cut?
It's a really good question right now. So the guys that I would have on there would be Kendrick Bourne, Kayshawn Booty, Stephon Diggs, Demario Douglas, Matt Collins, and Kyle Williams.
Okay.
That would be my six.
And that's it.
If there's a seventh, which there might be, they've kept seventh in the past,
mm-hmm.
the top options would be Javon Baker, Efton Chisholm, and Jalen Polk. But those would be the three guys I would leave off right now. And I will say that there's still time, obviously. Kendrick Bourne, he's getting up there in age, came off the knee injury last year, didn't quite look like himself. I'm not sure if he's a lock for the roster. So there still could be time for someone like Chisholm or Polk or Baker to make it over a guy like Kendrick Bourne. But yeah, right now those would be my six. And the fact that Jalen Polk isn't out there right now, it isn't helping his case for sure. I mean, he passed his physical, didn't wind up on the PUP list or the NFI list. And then what I was told was that he suffered a soft tissue injury since the physicals, and that's why he's not out there at practice. So he's missed two practices already. He's got to rush to get back on the field because he has to prove to Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, Todd Downing, all these guys who don't know him, have never watched him play,
right,
and had nothing to do with drafting him, that he's worthy of a roster spot.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned Josh McDaniels. You've covered a lot of training camps with Josh McDaniels, offenses with Mac Jones, with Tom Brady, and now here with Mike Vrabel and Drake May. Have you noticed sort of an evolution? Maybe, again, it's very early to possibly notice these things, but you've seen McDaniels work enough. What are your impressions of him so far in his second stint now? I guess his third stint now with the Patriots.
Yeah, it's obviously very early to tell, but I think that even just his willingness to have an offensive staff that he has never worked with before is somewhat of an evolution, that he's willing to try new things. I think that we will see them trying new things as the summer goes along, as the season goes along. I think that's why they brought in Todd Downing and Thomas Brown and all these guys that Josh McDaniels had never worked with before. So there's still a lot of time to see exactly what the offense is going to look like. It has been a lot of safe stuff so far for Drake May, which is, I think, what you would expect out of a Josh McDaniels offense. But I'm sure we will be seeing more elements introduced here. And I don't know. I mean, I know that people were kind of – some people were very up on the McDaniels hiring. A lot of people were down on it. At this point, like, if you're going to have Mike Vrabel as your head coach and you're not going to have that, you know, next new offensive mind, I really do think that McDaniels is, like, kind of a best-case scenario to have his EOC because he's got so much experience. You know he's a good play caller. You know he can run an offense, and there's really no flight risk there for him.
Yeah, I'd agree with that for sure. Mike Vrabel, also a new hire here, obviously, and one that I think so far a lot of the reporting from you and from other people has really pointed to a major shift in culture, his personality on full display when he was lighting up Volan the other day at the podium there. It does seem as though there's, I don't want to say more of an authoritative structure going on, but certainly more than last year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. I think it bridges that gap between Bill Belichick and Gerard Mayo and definitely pushes it much more over to the Bill Belichick side, where I think one important aspect or one important element is that it feels like players know they can joke around with Vrabel. Jabril Peppers was even saying it today. I asked him, like, oh, you know, Vrabel's out there with a number five penny. Is he, like, trying to take your job? And he was saying, like, oh, I've been telling him to take that off. He's not tough enough. And then Vrabel shot back at him that he needs to watch some highlights in the Patriots Hall of Fame because Vrabel's in there. So I think that players know they can joke around with him, but also know that like, he's a guy who isn't going to take any guff and will be an authoritative head coach while also being a player's coach.
Yeah, and that's kind of a tough needle to thread there because,
yeah,
you know, he was trying to do that in Tennessee too, and it looked like it was working out great for him for the first couple of years there, Doug, and then, you know, he started butting up against the front office, and then he had all those problems with the Strunks and sort of everything else, and, you know, you just sort of wonder if he's learned more from that experience. He's talked about it a little bit, but, you know, it is hard. I mean, I feel like Mayo was trying to do that too. He wanted to be a player's coach, but he also wanted to be an authority figure. It's just hard to find that balance. Why do you think Vrabel is going to be able to do that?
I mean, he just has to learn his lesson from Tennessee. And I think that he said all the right things. And obviously right now he's doing all the right things. time will tell. But it does seem like he was willing to reflect over that last year when he was in Cleveland, just kind of doing, you know, as an assistant, reflect on some of the things that he might not have done perfectly in Tennessee and maybe change that now. And I do think that the relationship with the Crafts and how far they go back can certainly help things here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're talking with Doug Kite of the Boston Herald. Doug, your impressions on the second camp of Drake May, the first one where he's considered the de facto starter. Of course, last year he was taking reps behind Jacoby Brissett. This year seems like, according to reports, he's taken on much more of a leadership stance, I would say, than he has in previous, certainly in last year.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's still learning how to be a leader to some degree because – you know, it was kind of similar at UNC where he was playing behind Sam Howell and took over that job. Last year, you know, playing behind Jacoby Brissett, took over that job. So he's still very young, still only 22 years old, but he's another guy who's doing all the right things, saying all the right things. I think organizing the trip to Charlotte was really smart. People on the team, like players, DeMario Douglas was saying that he's an uplifting presence in the locker room that, you know, even when guys screw up and are down, Drake May is there to be a positive element in the locker room. He's also still, like, teaching guys and giving them little pointers in practice, which I think is important, too. He was doing that to Kyle Williams yesterday. So I think that that's really important. And then just from an on-field perspective, not a lot of balls hitting the ground right now, which is obviously what you want out of a quarterback. Not a lot of risks being taken either. A lot of short passes, screens, checkdowns, but he did have some downfield throws on Wednesday that he hit on. So far, about as good as what you could expect out of Drake May. And I do expect him to get more and more comfortable in that Josh McDaniels offense because we all know how complex it is. I do think that having a young quarterback will help Josh McDaniels maybe limit the playbook a little bit more. He won't go all in like he did when he had a 19-year veteran like Tom Brady is his quarterback. So I think that element of having to scale it back could help some of the other younger players on the roster as well.
And we've seen him do that. I mean, the last two quarterbacks before Vegas, obviously, but, you know, Cam Newton and Mac Jones, he had to have very limited playbooks for both of those guys. And, you know, one of them was a veteran who couldn't throw anymore, but the other one was a rookie, young player who, you know, we saw maybe wasn't able to go out and replicate that rookie year. But this isn't something that McDaniels is doing for the first time. He's got experience in this.
No, absolutely. And like you're saying, like, things went better with the Patriots, with Cam Newton and Mac Jones than they did with the Raiders. And obviously that 2020 season wasn't great with Cam Newton, but a lot of that was because he was dealing with a quarterback who couldn't throw the ball at that point in his career. So it was going to be tough sledding one way or the other. And I will also say that, like, obviously there's been a lot of younger wide receivers and veteran wide receivers who have struggled to learn the Josh McDaniels offense. Mm. But over those last few years, you had guys like Jacoby Myers learning the offense. You had guys like Kendrick Bourne learning the offense. So it's not as if, like, every single guy was struggling there at the end.
Yeah, you hope there's more Myers and less Ocho Cinco. So that is the voice of Doug Kite of the Boston Herald. Doug, great stuff as always. I look forward to talking with you this year.
Definitely. Good talking to you, Christian.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.